All right, let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you for your word.
我们为你的话语感谢。
The psalm says your word is a light, a lamp to our feet.
你的在诗篇中说，你的话是我们脚前的灯。
It is a light to guide our pathways.
是我们路上的光。
Help us to learn from your word how to live and how to please you.
帮助我们从你的话语中能学习到如何来生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to start with two short announcements.
我开始之前我有两个很简短的报告。
First of all, the homework for next week is from the Gospel of Luke.
第一个是下星这个星期的作业是就是关于路加是这个路加福音。
And I want to ask you to notice especially the references to prayer and the Holy Spirit in the Gospel of Luke.
就是在路加福音中，请你特别的留意关于祷告的地方和关于圣灵的地方。
You will see, I think, that one of Luke's big emphasis is our relationship with the Holy Spirit and the role of prayer in our life.
你看到路加福音中，他比较强调的是我们就是圣灵的角色和我们和这个神之间的祷告的关系，祷告之间的关系。
And so watch for that as you read.
所以呢，当你读的时候，就特别留意这两个地方。
Again, let me remind you the way I do. You can choose your way, but I take a highlighter and I actually highlight the verses that have the reference.
我不知道你是怎么做的，但是通常我是有一支高光笔，然后我去把那个有这个地方的经节给它画出来。
That makes it easy. In the future, you can look and you can immediately see. If you use yellow for all of the references to prayer, you can immediately see everywhere in Luke that talks about prayer.
所以呢，比如说像我就是用那个黄色的高光笔，把那个有关祷告的地方都画出来。所以下一次你一看的时候呢，看到黄色，你就知道那个就是讲祷告的。
Then if you use green for the Holy Spirit, you will immediately see all the references to the Holy Spirit.
如果你是用那个绿色的高光笔来表示圣灵，那你在就是你就能够从你的圣经上一下找到关于圣灵的那个经节。
I keep one Bible that I use just for making those kind of notes.
我有一本就是圣经，就是专门是来做这个用高光笔来做笔记来画出的。
The other thing that I wanted to announce as we start, I want to try an experiment.
在我们开始之前，我今天想要做个试验。
I always want to get some answers from you, and it's very difficult because we are in different places.
我总是希望能够就是希望大家能够有个互动，但是呢，有时候比较困难，因为我们不在同一个地方。
But last week when I taught a different group of students on Zoom, someone had the idea to answer the questions on the chat.
上个星期我教另外一个不同的课的时候呢，也在 Zoom 上教，那有个学生他们就都是用这个 chat, 就是下面那个对话来回答。
And it actually worked very well.
这个进行得很顺利。
So I may ask a question, and if so, just quickly send your answer on chat.
所以呢，我就会问问题，你可以很快的用那个 chat 来回答问题。
I am not a tech person, so I did not even know that was possible. So someone else found it.
我不是那个技术很好的人，我不知道那个是否可行，但是你自己找一下。
All right, we are looking at the Gospel of Mark.
所以我们今天是要看马可福音。
And I hope you have your Bible and turn to Mark chapter 1.
我希望大家都有圣经，那我们打到马可福音第一章。
And I want you to go down to verse 10.
我们看马可福音第一章第十节。
Jesus comes to be baptized in verse 9.
在第九节，耶稣来受洗。
Verse 10, when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open.
他从水里一上来就看见天裂开了。
Verse 12.
12节。
The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness.
圣灵就把耶稣催到旷野里去。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Jesus calls Simon and Andrew, and it says, immediately they left their nets and followed him.
就是耶稣 呼召那个 西门和安德烈，他们就立刻舍了网，服从了他，跟从了他。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat.
耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工人留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
Verse 21.
21节。
They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching.
到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
Verse 23.
23节。
And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit.
在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着。
Can someone tell me the word that is repeated in every one of those verses?
I'm sorry, in Chinese, the word you want not appear in every word, every word. Some have that, some don't. I'm so sorry.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Some words do have that. 如果你听得、okay. I will say to the people who understand English, 如果你听得懂英文的话，你会请你把那个词就是在每句这个我所念的经节里边出现的那个重复的词，你把它给回是哪一个词，请你回答一下。我说在中文里他那个翻译没有把那个词每那个字没有在每句里都翻译出来，但英文是有的。
OK
We just wait a few moments. If not, I can I say something? Someone they do answered chat, I think. Great. Oh, good morningCan I say something? I think I got an answer.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an answer. Did you see the chat?
Yes, I see. Okay, immediately, yes.
就是那个立刻即时中文翻译成不是
Now, apparently, maybe the Chinese is a little different translation.
Sometimes they omit, they neglect that at all. Some words.
Okay.
中文可能那个翻译不太一样，我就说有些翻译它根本就没有翻译那个字。
And I think I understand maybe why they leave it out.
我能够想象得到为什么这个中文翻译有时候把这个立刻即时就给省略掉了。
Because some places it doesn't really seem to be necessary.
因为在有的地方好像把它翻译出来不是说很有必要。
But I mention it because it's important, I think, for two reasons.
我之所以提它是因为它重要的是有两个原因。
And that is this. This gospel I'm going to tell you later comes from Peter, Simon Peter.
因为待会儿我们会讲到这个马可福音的那个源头实际上是彼得。
And Peter was, we would say today, hyperactive or ADHD.
我们是说这个彼得大概是那种有过动症的这种个性，就是有过动症。
And so for him, he focuses on Jesus being busy, going here, going here, going there, going there.
所以他的关注点就是说耶稣总是在很忙，去这里，去那里，去那里。
When you read Mark, you should get out of breath if you are reading out loud.
如果你要是读马可福音的话，你是那个自己大声阅读，那可能读一阵你就喘不上气来了。
Matthew goes more slow and gives time to listen to the sermon.
然后马太福音呢就是那个节奏就慢了许多，然后呢你可以听一下这个登山宝训。
Not the gospel of Mark.
但是马可福音却不是这样。
In Mark it is busy, full of activity.
然后马可福音就很繁忙，充满了这种各种各样的活动。
It's also that word is important because in Mark a great emphasis is on Jesus' service to other people.
这个另外一个很重要的地方就是马可福音的这个焦点呢也在于耶稣对人的服事。
And so Mark shows Jesus as a busy servant who is immediately going here and there and helping and working.
所以马可福音就显示耶稣是一个服事的人，就是繁忙，就是从繁忙的从这个地方到那个地方，不同的地方去服事。
Now, the theme that I think represents Mark very well is the gospel of the conqueror.
就是马可福音的主题，我觉得一个主要的主题就是胜利者的福音。
And before I go further with the slides, I want to ask you a question from your reading.
在我们在下一个幻灯片之前，我问大家一个问题。
Mark is written to a Roman audience.
马可福音的读者是罗马受众，是罗马人。
I told you for Matthew that a Jewish audience wanted to know how does Jesus fulfill the prophecies of a Messiah.
对于犹太人来讲，马太福音里他的那个受众呢，他们所在意的是说这个耶稣如何成就了应验了弥赛亚的预言。
But for a Roman audience,
对于罗马受众来讲
，Jewish prophecies meant nothing.
这个犹太人的这个预言对他们来讲没有任何意义。
What if you were a Roman reader? What would impress you about Jesus? What would make you think, ah, he must be God?
作为罗马受众，那有什么东西能够让你很印象深刻，让你觉得说啊，这个真的是神的儿子呢？你觉得是什么
？You can answer on chat.
我们看看有没有人回答，可以写，你可以写中文，然后我可以那个翻译一下，或者你想说也可以。Oh, miracles.
Miracles.
有人说神迹让一个罗马的受众会觉得说神迹会让他们觉得这个是神的儿子。
Good. That's very important to a Roman audience.
这个神迹对一个罗马的这个受众听众来讲是非常重要的。
They want to see power.
他们想看到的是那个能力的展示。
And so, if you go to the next slide,
如果我们去下一张幻灯片
in the Gospel of Mark,
在马可福音里
he shows over and over Jesus' power.
他不断地展示耶稣的能力，大能。
Let me go back and read Mark chapter 1.
让我再回去读马可福音 verse, which verse, sorry?
Verse 1.
第一章第一节。
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
神的儿子，耶稣基督福音的起头。
Now, I think it is often very helpful to try to read the Bible, trying to imagine if you've never read it before.
我觉得有时候你要想象一下你从来没有读过圣经，这是你第一次读圣经，这样子来读圣经对你是很有帮助的。
And you receive this book, this letter.
你就是刚刚拿到这封信，这本书信。
And it begins like this.
它是这样子开始的。
I am starting at the beginning of the good news that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God.
他说，有关神的儿子耶稣基因福音的开始是这样子的。
Now you think about that.
你就来想象一下。
This person, he says, is the Son of God. He is divine.
然后他就讲到说这是神的儿子，那他是属天的。
My question is going to be, prove it.
然后我的问题就说，那你就证明一下他是神的儿子。
Why should I believe this person is the Son of God?
我为什么要相信他是神的儿子？为什么相信他呢？相信他是神。
Mark begins to do that.
那我们就怎么样来开始呢？
He knows that for a Roman audience, they want to know where's his power.
这个作者知道说，对罗马受众来看，他们所在意、所关心的是，那他的能力是什么呢？
And so he gives miracles about his power over nature to calm the sea.
所以他就给他这个神关于耶稣能控制大自然的这个神迹的这个技术这个能力，比如说战胜了大自然，他使那个海平静。
Power over demons。
然后他的能够对那个巫鬼的、对鬼魔的这种能力。
Power over disease and power over death。
然后他就是可以能够掌控，就是控战胜了疾病跟死亡的能力。
This is showing Jesus is the conqueror.
这些都显示了耶稣是胜利者，是征服者。
He has power beyond any Roman Caesar.
他的能力就是远远超过所有的罗马的这个大罗马的皇帝。
And so at the beginning of the book, and this is sort of a very brief outline of the book.
所以呢，第一句呢，就相当于这个书，这个马可福音的一个大纲，一个总集，很简短的一个提纲。
At the beginning of the book, Mark says Jesus is the Son of God.
所以在马可福音的最刚开始，马可就说到，说耶稣是神的儿子。
Then all the way through the book, he shows Jesus' power.
所以呢，整本书都在展示耶稣的能力。
And then almost at the end of the book.
所以到了那个书的结尾，基本上是结尾的时候。
Chapter 15, verse 39.
在第十五章三十九节。
A Roman official says.
一个罗马的官兵官员。
Truly, this man.Truly, this man was the Son of God.
就说这人真是神的儿子。
That's what this book is showing.
这个就是这本书所要展示的。
That Jesus is who he said he was.
耶稣就是他所宣称的那位。
Mark is very much interested to say, you cannot just say Jesus was a good man.
马可福音不单单是说，哦，你不能去说就是耶稣就不是个好人。
He was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
So let's see how this happens.
让我们看他是如何来展现，证明他是耶稣神的儿子。
Go down to slide 6.
我们看第六个幻灯片。Yes, this is 6. It's taken well, yeah.
That's okay. John Mark is the author.
马可福音的作者是约翰马可。
Let me give you just a very brief introduction to John Mark.
让我们对这个作者马可有一个很简短的介绍。
Go to the next slide and then I'll come back later.
我们先看下一章然后再回来。
Mark came from a wealthy family.
马可他来自于一个富有的家庭。
He traveled with Paul on the first missionary journey.
在保罗的第一次宣教旅程中 他也一起去了。
He is the one who went back and was unhappy on the trip.
然后他在那个第一次的宣教旅程中反正不是很顺利，所以他一半的时候他就回家了。
On the second journey, Barnabas wanted to take him again and Paul said, no, he cannot go.
然后在保罗的第二次宣教旅程中，那个巴拿巴想带马可再次去，但是保罗说不行。
But John Mark somehow redeemed his reputation.
但是不后边呢，这个约翰马可重新赢回了他的那个名声。
And he went back and he traveled with Simon Peter.
然后他又回去，他后来跟彼得一起出去宣教。
I'll come back to that in a moment.
我们待会儿再讲。
Is restored with Paul, and Paul, late in his life, asked for John Mark to come to join him.
然后呢，他后来跟那个保罗的关系也恢复了。保罗在后边也叫，就是说让马可来跟他一起去一起过来。
Now, if you go back to slide 6,
我们再回到上一张幻灯片。
It appears that John Mark was with Peter near the time that Peter was executed.
所以就是好像在历史上记载，就是在彼得快要快死的时候呢，就是彼得就是殉道的时候，马可是跟着在一起的。
Remember that Mark was not one of the disciples.
要记得马可他不是使徒之中的一位。
But he writes down all the things that Peter is telling.
所以他就写下来彼得所讲到的每一件事。
And so the Gospel of Mark is Peter's memories of Jesus.
所以其实马可福音是彼得对耶稣的回忆。
If Peter had written a Gospel, this would be it.
如果彼得写下来福音书，那就是这样子的。
One way we see that is you read through the Gospel of Mark, everything that happens, Peter was there when it happened.
所以你一个可以注意到的地方，就是在马可福音中，所有一切记载下来的这些事实，彼得都在现场。
This gospel is written in Rome.
这个福音书是在罗马写下的。
It's written, as I said, to a Roman audience.
它的受众也是罗马人。
To me, it is in the structure of a short story.
它的这个整个结构是一个短故事，像短篇小说一样。
If you read a novel,
如果你读小说的话，
the writer will take time to give us lots of details.
这个作者呢，就会花时间给你很多细节。
But when you read a short story,
但你读短
you only get the very basic facts.
但是如果你读短篇小说的话，你所得到的就是那个很基本的事实。
When you compare Matthew, Mark, and Luke side by side,
如果你把马太、马可、路加福音就是放在一起来看的话，
Mark's stories are almost always shorter.
然后马可同一个事件所记载的马可的总是比较短。
Matthew will give us more details.
马太福音呢就会给你一个更加一个详细的介绍。
Mark will give us, I'm sorry, Luke will give us lots of details.
然后路加呢福音就给我们很多那个细节。
Luke will tell us it was the third day after something else.
然后路加福音就会记载说这是以后的三天。
It was while they were coming into a city.
就是在他们去什么路上，什么城的路上。
And the person reached out their right hand.
然后这个人就伸出右手。
Mark doesn't do that.
那个马可福音不是这样写的。
It just says, and immediately Jesus reached out and healed him.
然后他就会说，耶稣及时伸出来手，然后就医治了这个人。
I often recommend Mark to people who have never read the Bible before.
我经常对于那些从来没有读过圣经的人，我会建议他们先去读马可福音。
Because it is easy to read.
因为很容易读。
Now the key to the Gospel of Mark, I think, is chapter 10, verse 45.
我觉得这个里边的最金句，马可福音里最重要的金句就是第十章第五节。
This verse gives us the outline for the Gospel of Mark.
You mean chapter 10, verse 5?
I'm sorry, chapter 10, verse 45.
哦，第十章第四十五节，因为这个就给了我们就是这个马可福音的这个重点。
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And to give his life as a ransom for
many. 并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Slide 8.
第八章幻灯片。
The two parts to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音的两大部分是这样的。
The first 10 chapters are about his service.
头十章呢是在于就是他的这个他的服侍。
It covers about 3 years.
这个他的服侍大概有就是涵盖了三年的时间。
If you can remember in your mind the map that I gave you of the New Testament.
如果你还能记得当时我给你讲的这个新约里边的这个数学的话。
The first 10 chapters happen up in the north at the top of the map.
这个头十章发生在这个就是以色列的这个北部，是这北部地区。
Galilee and Perea.
就是在加利利，在那个比利Perea, 加利亚。
And in those chapters, it is full of Jesus healing people and serving.
在那个里边就是都是记述了耶稣对医治人，然后他的神，还有他对人的服侍。
Then, chapter 10, verse 45 tells us the theme. He came to serve and to be a sacrifice.
在第十章第四十五节就讲到了马可福音的这个主题，就是耶稣来是要服侍人，不是受人的服侍。
And then chapter 11 begins, now when they drew near to Jerusalem.
然后第十一章就开始讲耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷。
The last 6 chapters take place in Judea around Jerusalem.
最后的六章就这些所有的事情都发生在这个犹大的耶路撒冷附近。
And it is the theme of Jesus' sacrifice.
这个主题就是耶稣的牺牲。
And it covers only 8 days.
这一部分呢，只有八天的时间。
So that's the big structure of Mark.
所以这是马可福音的这个大的这个结构。
The first part looking at how he served and his power.
第一个部分呢，就是主要集中在耶稣是如何服侍以及他的大能。
And then the end of the book, his sacrifice for us.
然后后边就是他为我们的牺牲，为这个就是关于国度的。
Now again, let me ask you to try to imagine you have never read this book before.
你再来想象一下，你从来没有读过马可福音。
I really like to teach the Bible to people who do not have never read it before.
我真是挺喜欢去把这个给那些从来没有听过这个福音从来没有听过读过这本书的人来给他们讲这个福音。
Because they are always very surprised.
因为他们总是会很惊奇。
We read it so long and we lose the surprise.
我们读的太久了，所以有时候我们就失去了那种惊奇，那种新鲜感。
But think about this for a moment.
你来想象一下。
You are living in 60 AD.
你生活在公元六十年。
You live in under the Roman Emperor.
你是罗马帝国的公民。
You watch the emperor when he comes down the road. There are servants all around him, and everyone must stop what they are doing and honor the emperor.
就是在那个皇帝如果经过街道，那个他的周围就有一大群的随从，然后周围的这个老百姓呢就都停下来，就是来站在那儿向这个国王、这个皇帝表示尊崇。
And the emperor even has a title. He is a son of the gods.
然后这个皇帝呢，甚至都有一个头，就是有一个特别的一个头衔，就说他是神、上帝的儿子、神的儿子。
Now, imagine that someone hands you a copy of the Gospel of Mark.
你想象一下，有人给了你一卷马可福音。
And it begins by telling you he is the son of God.
然后这个里边告诉你说这是神的儿子。
And then it begins to give you examples.
然后就开始给你这他是神的儿子的这个例子。
Go down to slide 11.
我们看第十一章，第十一个幻灯片。Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm off one. Sorry, slide 10.
10, okay, 第十章。
Yeah, okay, slide 10, yes. So, imagine you are reading.
想象一下你在读这个马可福音第一次那个。
And it says that the heavens opened and God himself said, this is my son.
想象一下你读到说天裂开了，从天上有声音降下来说这是我的爱，这是我的儿子。
Demons said, he is the son of God.
然后那个巫鬼也说这是你乃是神的圣者。
And then you read further.
然后你继续往下读。
He heals a man who is paralyzed.
他耶稣医治了一个瘫子。
He tells demons to be silent and they stop to talk.
然后他就让这个巫鬼就是静声，然后巫鬼就听从就没再吭声。
He has so much power that he can say a word and the sea will suddenly become calm.
他的能力如此之大，然后他就说一句话，然后这个海就平静了。
You know, if you are in fact, turn to that, Mark chapter 4.
让我们翻到马可福音第四章。
Now here I hope that the Chinese has that word immediately in it.
我希望这个里边中文有这个及时。
He rebuked the wind.
Let me see this version. Maybe
it's not actually the word immediately, but he said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm.
They do have great calm. 然后耶稣就起来斥责风，向海说，住了吧，静了吧。风就止住，大大的平静了。
Now, if you are in Florida, you live close to the ocean.
如果你在佛罗里达，你对那个住的离海边比较近。
When a hurricane comes,
当有那个就是飓风的时候。
After the hurricane leaves,
当那个飓风过去后。
The sea does not immediately become calm.
那个大海呢，这个大西洋不会说马上的就变得很平静。
It is rough for many hours after a storm.
在这个暴风雨之后呢，又有好长的时间，这个海面都是巨浪翻天的。
But when Jesus speaks to the sea,
当耶稣
suddenly it is calm.
当耶稣对这个海说住了吧，静了吧之后，这个海呢就马上的平静了。
And it says even his disciples were filled with fear.
就几段文讲到他的门徒们都大大的惧怕。
And they said, "Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
他们彼此就说：“这到底是谁呀？连风和海都听从他。”
You are a Roman reader, and you read that this man has power over the waters.
然后你是一个罗马的听众，罗马人，你读到说：“哦哟，这个人他可以来对这个风和海都听从他。”
You read the next chapter, and you find out that he raises a little girl from the dead.
然后你再读下一章，你就发现这个人能够让一个小女孩从死里复活。
You read the next chapter, and you read how he can take just a few loaves and fishes and feed 5,000 people.
然后你又读到下一章上面，看到他只拿了五饼二鱼就能够让五千人吃饱。
You read that he can walk on water.
然后你再往下边读，说他可以在水上行走。
For 10 chapters, you read these kind of stories.
所以有十章的这个篇幅呢，你都是读到这一类的故事。
And now you are coming to the end of the book.
然后你到了这马可福音的结尾。
What would you expect next?
那你所期待的是什么呢？下边你期待他会写什么呢？这个结尾的时候。Oh, there is a chat.
Let me ask it this way.
让我再换一个方式来问。
We are having a presidential election in the U.S.
我们马上今年十一月份就大选了。
If one of the candidates,
如果有一个候选人，总统候选人
could do all the things that I just listed,
如果他可以去做这一我刚刚讲到的这一切的事情
，Would he be elected president?
他会不会被选成总统呢
？Of course.
当然会。
Everyone would say, "Ah, we want to vote for him."
然后每个人说我要投这个人的选票。
If you are a Roman reader and you get to chapter 10,
如果你是一个罗马的这个读者，你读到第十章
，You will expect Jesus to come into Jerusalem and set up a kingdom.
你就可能会期待说耶稣到了耶路撒冷来建立他的国度。
And sure enough, chapter 11 begins that way.
所以呢，十一章的确是这样开始的，就是以这种方式。
He rides into Jerusalem on a donkey.
然后耶稣呢，就是骑着驴进了耶路撒冷。
Now I know we are modern readers, and when we read of a donkey, we think, oh, that is very low.
然后我们是就是现在的读者，当我们现在读到驴子的时候，驴驹时候，我们说这驴驹可是地位比较低。
But a donkey was more common then.
但是在那个时候呢，这个驴子呢，其实是很普遍的。
And so he rides in, and the people are saying, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of our Lord."
当他骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷的时候，人们就喊着说，和奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David.
那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的。
Hosanna in the highest.
高高在上，何萨那。
They think he is coming to set up a kingdom.
他们以为耶稣来是要建立神的国度。
But I told you the second part of this book is about sacrifice.
但是我告诉你，刚才讲到这个书的第二部分是关于耶稣牺牲的故事。
Instead of coming to set up a kingdom,
不是说来建立一个国度，地上的国度。
He comes to die.
他来是为了要死。
He comes to sacrifice himself for others.
他来是为了要为别人来献上自己，牺牲自己。
You see, this king is different than any king they had ever known.
这位王，这位 跟他们所知道的任何的这个王都是完全不同的。
This king is different than any king, any ruler, any politicians that we know.
他和我们所知道的任何国王、任何政治家、任何有权力的人都不一样。
Because this king comes to die for the people that should serve him.
因为这位王来是为了那些本来应该服侍他的人，这些他的百姓而要为他们死的。
One reason I want you to see this is for this.
我想让你们看到的，讲明这点的原因是。
I told you that Mark is the memories of the Apostle Peter.
就是马可福音它记载的其实是，就是彼得的回忆录，对耶稣的回忆录。
And later Peter will write two letters.
然后之后呢，你们会看到圣经中还有彼得的两封书信。
And in those letters, he will say to us,
在这个彼得这前后书他会对我们说，
Since Christ suffered, we too must suffer.
因为耶稣曾经受过苦，受苦，我们也要，因耶稣也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Just as Jesus sacrificed himself, we must sacrifice ourselves.
就像耶稣为我们牺牲他自己，我们也要牺牲自己。
That is a very uncomfortable message.
这是一个令人很不舒适的一个信息。
You see, we think much more about our rights.
我们更在意的是我们自己的权利。
I have a right.To this, I have a right to this, I have a right to this.
我有权利做这个，做那个。
Jesus gave us an example.
但是耶稣给我们立下的榜样是
of giving up his rights for other people.
就是为了别人，为了他人放弃了自己的权利。
Other people who were lower than him.
就是为了那些不如他的人，地位远低于他的人，放弃自己的权利。
He had a right to say, I created you and you must worship me.
他有权利说我创造了你，你们必须要敬拜我。
But instead he said,
但是相反的他是这样说，
I created you and I will let you kill me.
我创造了你们，所以我让你们来杀害我。
Peter says,
彼得说，
If you are a disciple of Jesus,
如果你是耶稣的门徒，
you will have that attitude.
你就会有那样子的一个心态，那样子一个态度。
Not what are my rights?
不是说这是我的权利是什么，
but how can I serve others?
而是我如何来服侍他人。
I am usually...optimistic about the church.
我通常呢是对教会抱有一个乐观的态度。
But one thing makes me sometimes pessimistic.
但有的时候让我悲观的一点就是。
And that is that I hear many, many pastors and leaders talking much more about our rights than about our service.
因为我听到很多的这个牧者和这个教会的领袖，他们更多的谈到是我们的权利，而不是我们的服侍。Just go ahead, please.
Many Christians are willing to march and to stand up for their rights, but they are not willing to suffer.
很多基督徒就是准备好说去游行，是为他们的权利而战，而不是预备好去受苦。
Peter says,
彼得说，
If you are going to be a Christian,
如果你是基督徒，
you must follow the example of Jesus.
你必须要跟随耶稣的榜样行。
And the example of Jesus was not rights, but sacrifice.
耶稣的榜样就是不是在于他的榜样说不是要争取自己的权利，而是要去服侍别人。
And Peter bases that on what we see in the Gospel of Mark.
彼得之所以有他之所以有这样子的一个教导，是因为马可福音的记载。
When you read the Gospel of Mark, I hope two things happen in your mind.
我 我希望你读马可福音的时候有两件事，你会想到两件事情。
When you are reading the first 10 chapters, I hope you say, wow, what a great and powerful person.
然后我希望你读头十章的时候，你会想到耶稣是一位多么有大能的，多么奇妙的人。
And then I hope.
然后接着我希望。
If you come to the end, you will realize what a great sacrifice he made for us.
然后到最后结尾的时候，我希望你能够意识到作为神的儿子，他为我们所献上的是何等大的牺牲。
And that you will come to the end of the gospel and say, that is how I must sacrifice for others.
然后到了最后你读完，你会意识到说，这就是我如何要为他人而牺牲的榜样。
When I read the history of the church,
当我读教会历史的时候，
I never have found a revival that comes out of the church saying,We are powerful.
我从来没有说，没有一个大复兴是发生在这样的话，就是说这个教会会说我们是大有大能力的这样子的情况有复兴的。
Every revival that I read about comes when the church says we are weak and we will suffer and we will sacrifice.
所有的大复兴都发生在就是教会承认说我们是软弱的。我们要受苦，我们要准备好去牺牲，这种情况下才有大复兴发生。
Revival does not come out of power.
这个大复兴，这个复兴不是来自于这个能力，大能。
But out of suffering and sacrifice.
而是来自于这个受苦和这个牺牲。
Now let me finish with one more thing that I want you to see in Mark.
最后一个我在马可福音中想要大家看的。
Because there is one more question that I would have if I were reading this for the very first time.
如果我是第一次读马可福音，那我还有一个问题。
If I were a Roman reader and I was not a believer.
如果我是一个罗马的人，然后我还不是一个信，我没信主。
And I read...The beginning verse says he is the Son of God.
然后我读到马可福音的起始就说耶稣是神的儿子。
I read all of these great miracles.
然后我读到他所有的这些神迹的描述。
I read a Roman centurion who says, truly this was the Son of God.
我读到这个说罗马的百夫长说这人真是神的儿子。
I would have a question.
那我就会有一个问题。
If he did all of this, why did people not believe?
我就会问说他行了这所有的一切，为什么人们还不相信他呢？
And so Mark gives us, I think, an answer.
我想马可福音给了我们一个答案。
And the answer is important for us when we witness today.
所以当我们今天对人做见证的时候，这个答案对我们也很重要。
Slide, the next slide.
Which one?
11? 11, yes.
我们看第11章幻灯片。
Over and over, Mark shows us that the disciples did not understand who Jesus was.
就是一而再再而三的马可福音向我们展示，就是门徒们其实不了解耶稣到底是谁。
After Jesus calms the sea,
当耶稣平静风浪的平静海的时候
He looks at them and he says Why are you afraid? Do you have no faith?
耶稣就会问他门徒说你们为什么还为什么还那个还害怕呢难道你们没有信心吗
In chapter 6 after he walks on the water
在第六章在他耶稣在水面上行走之后
It says their hearts were hard
他就 里边就提到说他们的心理愚顽就是他们的心理刚硬。
Maybe sometime you have argued with someone.
也许有的时候你跟别人就是争论。
Maybe one of your children.
也许可能是跟孩子争论。
I hope not your husband or wife.
我希望你不是跟你的配偶争论。
But you were arguing and you realized it doesn't matter what I say because they are not listening.
你就 知道说你争论的时候你就知道不管你说什么他们根本就没有听。
And if you were honest, you would have to say, and it doesn't matter what they say, because I'm not listening.
你也如果你是很诚实，你会说，其实争论的时候，不管他们说什么，我也是没听的。
We make up our mind.
我们彼此都有自己的意见、想法。
And then we hear only what supports us.
然后我们听到的只是说能够支持我们观点的东西。
You see this on Facebook.
你在这个脸书上可以看到大家这么。
You see this in news?
你在新闻上也是看到大家也这样。
Two people look at the exact same event.
两个人看一个同样一个事件。
And they see opposite things.
但是他们所得出的结论却是完全看到的观点却是完全相反的。
Why?
为什么会这样呢?
Their hearts are hard.
因为我们的心是刚硬的，是愚顽的。
We've already made up our mind.
我们的心意已决。
Because we're in an election year, I will use that example.
因为我们今天是大选之年，所以我用这个来做例子。
If tomorrow,
如果明天
，the president said, "I have found a cure for COVID."
如果明天总统宣布说我已经为这个新冠病毒已经找到了一个治疗方法。
All those who support the president would say he is a hero.
然后所有支持总统的就会说他是英雄。
And everyone who opposes the president would say, I bet it is a fake cure.
然后呢所有反对总统就会说这肯定是个假这肯定是一个假的治疗肯定没效的治疗。
And if you think that is unfair,
如果你觉得那个不公平,
let me turn it around.
我再把它改一下, 换一下。
If tomorrow Mr. Biden said, I have found a cure for COVID,
如果明天拜登就是宣布说我找到了这个治疗方法,
all of his supporters would say, he is a hero.
然后所有支持拜登的人说, 哦, 他是英雄。
And the Republicans would say,It's fake.
然后这个共和党就会说那是假新闻。
We see what we want to see.
我们看到的是我们想看到的。
And so Mark shows us.
我们做我们想说的。
Mark shows us that's what happened.
这就是马可福音向我们显示，那就是所发生的。
Their hearts were hard.
他们的心里是，他们还是硬的心，还是愚顽。
When he tells.Parables, they misunderstand the parables.
当耶稣给他们讲比喻，他们误解了这种比喻。
Chapter 8, he rebukes Peter because Peter misunderstands who he is.
然后在第八章呢，耶稣斥责彼得，因为彼得误解了耶稣是谁。
They get into arguments about who will have the higher position in the kingdom.
然后他们彼此也是争论谁在那个国度里，天国里谁为大。
Even down to the end, Peter denies Jesus.
就是到最后快结束的时候呢，就是这个篇章里面，彼得否认耶稣。
They are very, very slow to understand.
他们对耶稣的理解是非常非常慢的。
And here is why I want you to see this.
我之所以想让大家了解这一点，是因为
You see, one of the purposes for Mark is to prepare to share the gospel.
马可福音的写作的一个目的就是要预备他的这些相信信主的人去分享福音。
He ends by telling us we are to go and to proclaim the gospel everywhere.
他最后告诉我们要去去全地球去全世界宣扬神的福音。
And so this is what will happen.
但是会发生什么情况呢？
It will happen to you. It has happened to me.
这发生在我身上，也发生在你们，会发生在你们身上。
You will tell the good news of Jesus to someone. You will be excited.
你很兴奋的去告诉别人，就是耶稣的这个福音。
And they will say.
然后他们会说。
That's a nice story, but I don't believe it.
哦，你讲的这个故事很好，但是我不相信。
And you will think, why did I bother to tell them?
然后你就会觉得说，我为什么要花心思去给他们分享福音呢？
I must be a terrible evangelist.
我肯定是个很糟糕的传道者。
I won't do it anymore.
我不再去传福音了。
You will hand a gospel tract to someone.
你可能是给别人发福音单张。
And then you will watch, they will dump it in the trash.
然后你就看着这些人把福音单张扔到垃圾箱里。
And you will think, what a waste.
你就会说多浪费啊。
And you will be tempted to give up.
你就会想着放弃。
Here is what I want you to see from the Gospel of Mark.
我想让你从马可福音中所看到的是
Jesus himself did miracles.
耶稣行了神迹。
Preached.
然后也讲道。
Shared the good news.
然后也分享了 好消息。
And many people did not believe.
但是很多人都没有信他。
We are not responsible that everyone will accept our message.
我们没有说对别人是否接受福音要负责任。
We are responsible to give it.
我们的责任就是把这个福音分享出去，给传出去。
We are responsible to keep proclaiming the gospel.
我们的责任就是要不断的，要坚持的去传福音，分享福音。
Some will listen, some will not.
有些人会听，有些人不会听。
Our responsibility is to give the message.
我们的责任就在于要把这个福音传出去，要分享福音。
But through that, God plants his church and changes the world.
但是就是通过这样的方式，神真的是建立了他的教会，也改变了世界。
And so the Gospel of Mark is a wonderful, wonderful encouragement.
所以马可福音对我们是一个非常有力的，非常好的鼓励。
To be faithful, even when people reject our message.
就算别人真的拒绝我们的信息，我们依然忠心传福音。
All right, we are going to finish with prayer.
我们最后以祷告来结束。
I have to... Finish today.
我今天要按时结束，因为
next week we will look at the Gospel of Luke.
下个星期我们来看路加福音。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, help us to be faithful to you.
亲爱的主，帮助我们对你忠心。
When others reject our message,
当别人来拒绝我们的信息的时候
，when we feel that. Our message is not being accepted.
当我们觉得我们的信息，我们所分享的福音没有被人接受的时候
，Help us to be faithful.
帮助我们忠心。
Because as we plant the seed, you will water and help it to grow.
当我们撒种的时候，把这个主啊，你会浇水，你会让它成长。
You will bring the seed to life.
你会让这个种子长出来有生命。
So help us to be faithful.
所以求你真的是帮助我们能够忠心。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.